The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name's Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today we're going over some Kanye music miscellanea that's going on because it seems we're still gearing up for Donda 2, but that there are some other long-awaited projects that Ye is participating in that we're seeing some movement on finally after months and months of not hearing anything. So earlier today, there's this photo posted that's Ye and Pusha T, which two different photos, right? You can kind of see that cut in the middle. So it looks like they're walking side by side, which they are probably walking close together because there's another picture of this whole group walking together. But you can see Ye's in like full Donda gear, right? He's got the mask back on. He's decked out in all black. Like he is ready to go. And Pusha's just, you know, focused on the camera walking. But we know that there was this photo that came out just 12 hours ago that photos of Kanye posted. It said, Ye and Pusha T soon. Pusha's album got announced in December or like November of 2020, and he kept teasing it early in 2021, again in the middle of 2021, and here we are at the start of 2022, and the album still is nowhere to be seen. But we know in the phone call with DJ Premier the other day that they mentioned Ye's album, Pusha's album, Game's album, so it feels like Ye and Pusha are finally connecting to put the finishing touches on Pusha's album, which is supposed to be produced by Ye and by the Neptunes, which is awesome, Pharrell and Chad Hugo. And a little bit of a inside moment there for those of you that watch the channel consistently. But you can see that this seems to be footage from a music video that's being shot. And I imagine it's for Pusha T's album. So the same way that Ye just hopped on Easy, a song that's going to be on Game's album, we're assuming, right? He's going to hop on this song with Pusha T for something for Pusha's album. And they're shooting a video. I imagine this will be the single for Pusha's album, as well as the single music video or the initial music video for the album that might start the rollout. So that's incredibly exciting. And then we also have this, which you can see here, right? Five-Yo in the background. But here's Five-Yo walking with Ye again in that full blacked out outfit. Pusha T's right back here over the shoulder of this guy, which is really funny. But this was posted by FSR Management. And you can see, y'all ready for the album? Drop a prayer hand if you're ready. And this album is referring to Five-Yo's album. You can see this is Five-Yo's official management team, right? So the Five-Yo album was actually supposed to drop. Well, it's not actually supposed to drop, but it's been ready for a minute. And you may remember back when we first were hearing Off the Grid, Wow That's Hip Hop, shout out Wow, who has a YouTube channel now. So if you enjoy Wow on Twitter, check out Wow's YouTube channel as well. But said Kanye West got to executive produce Five-Yo's whole career from now, I don't care. And Five-Yo responded with, he doing my album. But, you know, we hear a lot about Ye executive producing albums and some of the difficulties that artists have since Ye is constantly bouncing around, right? Going on flights, leaving the country, taking meetings for fashion stuff, doing his own music stuff, being a parent. Like, there's all this stuff on his plate, which is one of the things that Pusha talked about. He's like, oh, I just got to find time to link with Ye. And then now we're finally seeing them kind of in this place where it seems to be they're working on Pusha's album. But he was saying that in like March of 2021. So Five-Yo, in this interview, this is from November, they said, you previously revealed that Kanye West is the executive producer of your upcoming album. How's everything going with that? Can we get an update? And he said, yeah, Kanye is so busy. He'll just be in Paris one day. I'll text him, like, where are you at? And he'll be like, I'm in LA this day. So like, we link up at moments where we both free. We work, we do a little bit here, a little bit there, and we do it like that. But I mess with him, man. His brain power is genius. He's a super genius. We do more than just business. And then around when do you think you'll be ready to drop the album? I'm aiming, you know what I'm doing right now, I know everybody want it and I want to make sure it really goes viral. And Five-Yo really likes the term viral, which you heard it in his, whatchamacallit, oh no, it was Ye that was doing First to Go Viral and Off the Grid, but it was kind of a shout out to 5EO using it all the time. So what I want to do is I want to drop it after something really big, a big moment, and then I'm going to drop my album. So right now, something might happen tomorrow, it might drop tomorrow, a month from now, but no later than like 2-3 months. So this was November, the very beginning of November, which would be like November, December, January. So we're in that time frame of when he said he wanted it to drop at the latest, but you know how that goes. Is it ready? It's ready to drop whenever. Yeah, it's ready. So he talked about that, like, yeah, it's ready. This thing's good. Like, we're going to put it out. So it seems like 5EO is like ready to go. And maybe they're like getting ready to drop something, recording a video, something. You can see here, Aus Taylor, who I actually should have checked. Aus Taylor. Okay. So Aus Taylor, I guess, worked on, yeah, right here. Was the director for the, what do you call it? What's it called? The Free Larry Hoover concerts. Oz Taylor was the director for that. And now here he is with Ye, right? Sitting there going over something with him, somebody else in the frame as well. And they're sitting talking. And then here they're in this warehouse space and everybody's decked out. I don't know if this is, he tagged it Donda 2. So we know that there's like something going on with Pusha and Pusha's album. We know there's something going on with 5EO and 5EO's album. And now we know that there's something going on with Donda 2, which we have known that that's a thing. Like Ye's talked about it. We've seen text messages where Ye's talked about it. Other people have mentioned that Ye's working on Donda 2. But here you have Oz saying specifically that they're doing something right here, right now, 2 hours ago for Donda 2. And he's like showing Ye something. So we have all of that going on. And then we have this Instagram post from Theophilus London, who's in the studio right now. And you can see at the bottom here, he goes, "We at Hard Pink like it's baseline. Ye in room A, 5EO room B, Russo and Tio room C." So it seems like Ye's recording something, 5EO's recording something. Is 5EO recording for Donda 2, right? Are we getting an Off the Grid part 2? Some kind of sequel to that song? Is Ye recording something for 5EO's album, right? The same way that he seems to be recording something for Pusha and something for, and recorded something for The Game, right? Is he in like kind of giving mood right now? Or is 5EO just recording something for Ye? Are they recording separately? We don't know, but we do know that they're in the studio recording something. So there is a lot of movement going on right now on what feels to be three separate projects, four if you count The Game's album as well, knowing that Easy was the debut single for that album. And we'll see what other touches Ye might have, if any. You know, that might just be it. But it's pretty cool to see that, like, back in the studio, things happening. We might get this Pusha album. We might get this 5EO album. What other albums might we get in 2022 from some of these Ye collaborators? Casey Pluto? Casey album dropping? Maybe. Hopefully. But Theophilus, in case you don't know, has had a very interesting career. There's this great article that kind of recaps all the way up until 2018. The kind of the last mainstream hit that we had gotten from Theophilus was back in 2013, 2014. He had an album come out called Vibes, and he had a song on it that featured Kanye, Can't Stop. And Ye was named as executive producer of that album, but it turned out that the entirety of Ye's executive producing was just doing this feature. He didn't touch the album, he didn't advise on the album, nothing like that. It was kind of just like, I'll let you put my name on it to help you like gain some more credibility for the project. And then the project did like really low numbers, which I remember listening to it when it came out and liking it. Like I was just like, this is cool. But when they say the chilly reception was especially surprising, that's what I remember thinking too. Like, oh, the numbers were really low. Weird, nobody's talking about this, especially since it was a Ye executive produced album. And that kind of set London spiraling a little bit. So this article goes through London kind of reacting to having this disappointment in his career and drifting away from things, coming back to things, but he's still been in, he no longer works with West, but Emery played a key consigliere role in Kanye's prolific output as both an artist and sole producer for 5 albums released over 5 consecutive weeks. So Emery here is Tremaine Emery, Denim Tears. So London and Emery or Denim Tears are really close. They're good friends. So while it's saying that London no longer works with West, like his friend, his confidant, his like this person close to him was a key part in the Wyoming albums, right? Ye, Kidsy Ghost, Nazir, what was it? Keep the Same Energy and Daytona. As the live stream functions played and images hit social media, London could be seen broing out with West, soaking up all the good times and building with old buds. So this is a really interesting article if you just want to have some more insights with the music industry, the fashion industry. London's a really fascinating person in terms of the credibility he has in the fashion world, his efforts in the music space. You know, West was really impressed. Ye was really impressed with London's fashion and boldness. So worth checking out. And then here you might remember that Theophilus came back into the Ye conversation publicly in July during the whole Donda rollouts, where we are all kind of desperately looking for information about when's the album going to come out? When's the album going to come out? Theophilus shared Mike Dean and Co. hitting an all-nighter. You could bet that. So London had been around Ye recording enough times where after the initial listening party one in Atlanta, he's just like, yeah, you know, this is not finished. Like, they're going straight from the listening party back to the studio to record, do more things. Ye definitely inspired by tonight and still has verses to finish and a bunch of new features today just based off the rollout hype. Rick Rubin lending his ear also. So we're getting some inside info. So London, even though he isn't working with Ye the same way that he was in the early part of the 2010s decade, it seems like he's been folded kind of back into like the in-group, like coming around, getting to see some things. And that's how we get like screenshots like this, where he's in the studio and knows that Ye's in room A, Fabio in room B, and what's going on. So another person to kind of just keep track of if you're an independent investigator, just like a fan that doesn't want to just watch these videos and wants to see some things naturally come up. Following London, you'll get great insights into fashion, into music, and definitely during a rollout like this, some insights into, you know, studio sessions. So we'll see what more information we have coming out in the next week regarding any of these things, right? Like, could this Pusha video be dropping soon? Could Fiveyo have a new single coming out soon? We'll see, and we'll keep you updated. So that's it. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.